This episode recorded at Rock Money Media in Covina, California. She might be the bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom like mine. Her love's till the end, she's my best friend. Ain't nobody got a mom like mine. She my world, she's my heart.
I like Meghan Trainor though. I do. Remember when I did, and I did, we did that song, I think it was Thanksgiving or something.
Can you talk into the mic?
I can barely hear you. Remember we did that song by Meghan Trainor?
No.
About the butt? And I went dressed up and I got all dressed. We did it like a lip sync in the backyard.
Who did?
All of us.
I don't remember.
Yeah, so it was a long time ago.
Talk into the mic.
It was a long time ago and I did her song. What's falling? This thing. Okay, there.
Whoop, sorry, guys. There welcome back again to Mama Knows Best. Obviously, she doesn't know how to handle this mic, so she doesn't know she knows best.
See? Oh, look, my see, God. I told you.
Get it together, Tina.
Well, it keeps on falling. Navo messed it up. He was here. Oh, see, it's not tight. That's why.
That's okay. What she said.
All right, now it's not falling.
That's okay. Fine.
Shut up, Rock.
Anyways, welcome back, guys.
Eye. He's giving me the side eye.
Well, seriously, I don't know. You have a lot going on over there. We haven't even started, and you're like talking while Meghan Trainor's singing, and I don't know. There's a lot.
Whatever.
This whole day has been crazy. I'm sorry. Done a lot this morning. I got hit on the way to the studio right now. It was according to the guy that hit me. We were at a stoplight, and then he just kind of hit the back of my bumper, and I got off the car, and he's like, it was just a little kiss.
It was a kiss.
And then Danny got hit a couple on Sunday.
Was it Sunday? And
they said the same thing to him. Oh, Saturday. She's like, it was just a kiss. Is that like everybody's kissing cars today? I don't even know what's, this whole week has been crazy.
I don't know. Maybe your cars need attention or something.
I don't know. It doesn't need attention. I drive everywhere. I'm my kid's chauffeur.
They need a kiss.
What?
They need a kiss.
Knock it off. Anyway, I don't know about you, but this whole month has gone by
too fast.
I feel like we're already almost at Thanksgiving. Like, it's the end of October.
Yes, it's done. Over.
I really didn't realize how close to Halloween we were until I realized our football league was like, hey, we're going to have our tarp or treat on the field. And I'm thinking like, fuck, we're already at Halloween. I'm usually way ahead and I get my costumes like the beginning of October before they're all sold out. I asked my kids, what do you want to be for Halloween?
We're going to Red Robin.
Can I finish my sentence?
No, we're going to Red Robin, and Chase was, I don't have a costume yet.
No, they're so full of shit because you know what? I've been asking them 2 weeks ago. Like, I did ask them in the beginning of October, like, what do you guys want to be for Halloween? So I could like start, you know, prepping, especially because I get paid in the beginning of the month. Let me just get this done with right now. And they have said nothing. And they're like, oh, I don't know. Maverick mentioned a mask, but nothing. Then I ask them again.
Yeah,
ask
there was
them
no big
two
costume
times
that they wanted to see.
No, there was nothing. And so I'm just like, I don't even know. Like, my kids are at the stage now where they don't want full-on costumes anymore, like Transformers or anything like that. They want masks. They just want masks and dressed in all black and a hoodie. So that's what I ended up going on Amazon. And I got some cheap masks. It was like two for $13. They're like scary light up ones. They're cool though. And I just got some black zip up hoodies from Target. Call it a day.
There you go. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. And it was cheap this year because I feel like when they were younger, it was so expensive. They want these Transformers. And honestly, they were Transformers like 3 years in a row because they didn't want to be anything else. But those, the younger ones, full
costumes
on costumes.
Expensive.
And then it's not, even freaking cold in October and they're wearing these hot ass.
But it's supposed to be 70, I think they said on Saturday.
That is not cold. What? Like I'm saying, like,
well, it's
not
better than like the 90s that we've been having. It's hot.
Oh, I don't know. But it's never really cold in October. And
you're
then you have these hot
your
ass costumes
during football season. Can't even wear our hoodies
in the morning. I feel like the weather is bipolar because it's like in the morning you're dressing like it's freezing. Mm-hmm. And then you got to strip everything off to be all hot and sweaty.
By the fourth quarter, we're like, it's too hot. Well, your nose, you got sunburned from the nose down. It was weird because you had sunglasses on.
Yeah.
You had like
that
a
was,
little
I don't even know. What?
Oh, because it was so hot, you got sunburned from the nose down.
Yeah.
Quit giving me the evil eye.
I don't even understand why that is even part of this topic.
Because you said it was hot.
I was talking about Halloween and stuff, and then you went into...
Because you said it was hot, so then I went, yeah, it is hot.
Anyways, so with the holidays coming up, actually, Mom, I haven't even asked you, like, do we, I know we usually do our usual plans, but like, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? Are we having it at our house? Like,
yes, we usually have Thanksgiving at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we divide the 1, 2, 3 turkeys and 2 hams between my sisters and I. And everybody, we just do all the sides and just like always the same thing.
I made a turkey last year.
Yes, because I was sick. No, no, you made my turkey. Yes.
I think the last 2 years I made a turkey.
Yes, you did.
So you're not dividing it between your sisters anymore.
No, I mean, each of us brings a turkey.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Cindy brings a turkey and Desiree brings a turkey. Desiree, my dad gives Desiree a turkey and then Cindy buys a turkey. And Janine does a ham. No, Janine doesn't do ham. I do a ham and Cindy does a ham.
That's incorrect.
No, that's correct.
Anyways, so... with the holidays coming up.
Yes.
How do you...
That's so fast.
Yeah. I mean, I think for other people, like I want to know maybe how do you structure when you have like multiple families when holidays are coming up? Like I feel like a lot of the times it's people don't enjoy it because they're such in a rush to rush to their one family's house to go to their mom and dad's side and then another, their husband's side or vice versa. Like... how did you and dad organize it when you guys were younger, like younger marriage and to now? Like, how do you do that? I know how me and Danny do it and what's worked for us, but sometimes it doesn't always work.
Yes.
But
I think going back to when dad and I were barely married and we had to split the holidays, it was Thanksgiving was easy because we always, our family, when your great grandmother did it. We would do it like at 2 or 3. And then dad's family would always do it later in the evening. So we would be able to go spend a good time with all of our family and then go to Grandma Apple's and spend some time there. So Thanksgiving was a lot easier.
So you did early afternoon, your family, yes. Nighttime dad's.
Yes. And then as our family grew, it became... our family for Thanksgiving and we didn't go to dad's family for Thanksgiving at all.
Yeah.
Because they start doing their own thing too because Grandma Apple moved to Colorado. So then they would do their own thing at the Debbie's house and then we would do ours. So it stood like that for
I think,
years.
See, this is why it's difficult because you want to try to make all the family stuff but then you don't get to relax. Like you don't. And then if you host it, you really don't get to relax. And
if you host it, you don't get to share the holiday either because everybody comes to your house so you can't leave. You have to stay there. And that's what happened with Dad and I. We end up, you know, helping my mom. My mom hosted. And so we would do everything for my mom. So we were like too tired to go anywhere else because, you know, we were hosting.
Well, yeah, you're not going to leave your house when you have people there. Yeah.
So and now that's how it stands now because we host. And, you know, even though everybody prepares and we all come together as a family, it's still at your home. So you can't leave. So we don't go anywhere but our house.
Yeah. For my family, it's a little bit more difficult only because obviously I'm married and me and Danny have kids together. But we also have Jacob, who's my stepchild, and I hate even saying that word, but he has to go with his mom's family as well. So, like, what we decided, it was very hard because not only does he have to go to his mom's side and then come with us, and then we also have to go to Danny's side, we got to go to my side. And in the beginning of our marriage, we try to make it work. So, Stephanie, Jake's mom, they do Thanksgiving early. Like, I think they do it at 12. And so it ended up working out because we could get Jacob by like 2-ish or whatever. Yeah. And so then we would go to Danny's side and then our side and then Danny's side, whatever. But it was getting too close because I think my side of the family and Danny's side of the family do dinner around the same time. Like 3, 4, 5, like in that hour. So by the time you sit and eat with one family, you go to another family, it's just...
It's too much.
You don't get to relax and you don't enjoy it. Like you're like, I don't even want to do this because it's a lot. And then we have to wait to do anything because we wait for Jacob because we don't want to start without him. And so it made it very difficult. So what me and Danny started to do after a few years in, I said, you know what? We're going to rotate holidays. So we're not going to try to every year go to your family's and my family's. Like, this year we're going to go to your family's for Thanksgiving, and then next year we'll go to my family's. Mm-hmm. And then we rotate that also with Christmas. So if we went with Danny's side for Thanksgiving, then Christmas Day we would be with my family, or vice versa. And so that happened to work a little bit easier, only because we're not running around as much. But it always just makes it hard, because no matter what, we had to wait on Jake to go get Jacob. But
I think you have to live and learn and play it for the first couple of years. To see what works. To see what works, and then you get a plan.
Yeah.
Because even as big as our family is now, you know, because my sisters now have kids and their kids have kids, so you're always waiting for somebody.
Yeah.
And we try so hard to do the family prayer before we eat. And yeah, it's like,
that's
okay,
an hour long.
Wait for this person, they're down the street, or wait for this person, they're on their way. It's just so hard.
And then
hard.
We used to do it where everybody went around the table and said what they're thankful for. I think, did we do that last year?
No.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I feel like everybody just says, I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for my family, thankful for my wife. Like, that's pretty much it.
I think we do one big prayer, and then we do like something that you do. Signifies Thanksgiving, and then
you do that.
I try to make my dad say something, and then we say, if anybody wants to say something, go ahead.
And then Jimmy usually says something.
But now we're really smart though too, because now we have the buffets with the
buffets.
Shut up. With the burners at the bottom, so all the food is warm buffet. Because before the food would be cold. And then
is that what you said, for like a buffet?
She's a buffet.
Like a scary boo.
Yeah, it's a buffet.
Buffet, whatever. You know what
a buffet.
I mean. So now we have a whole bunch of them, and the food keeps warm, because even the stupid, we want to eat in the Dallas game, and the Raiders, someone's playing when we're about to eat.
It's always the Cowboys. 2 years ago it was the Raiders, and they won.
Redskins.
Oh my gosh,
Raiders!
And they're like, wait till halftime, or wait till the game's over. And we're like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're not. You don't have a schedule, because I hate for my different brothers and sister. Hard. We're all, it's probably at 3 o'clock, and everybody's waiting for people on their own set schedule. So just don't come at all bad.
Yeah. Well, what's worked for me lately, and I guess it's not an excuse, but it's literally, I cook now for Thanksgiving. Yes. I make a turkey, and I make mac and cheese, and I make mashed potatoes. I do like a whole, mm-hmm. So I can't go earlier to Danny's family's house, and I can't do that. So it's like, I'm prepping dinner now, and I'm helping host, that I really can't leave anymore. So I told Danny, Thanksgiving, I don't think we can make it to your family's this anymore, because I'm literally cooking now. So it's a little bit harder for me to leave, unless it's late, and by that time they're already kind of done over there. So we have to rotate that with Christmas now. It's just a lot. It's a lot harder, especially when you start rotating, but it makes it easier for me, because I'm not stressed too much about getting the kids ready, cooking. Trying to go like 12 different places.
Your family's falling apart, Mom.
It's falling apart.
You're losing your family to different events.
I don't leave.
No,
that's
but
what
I
I'm
just
saying.
Think that's what, like Johnny, he lives in San Bernardino now, and they had their own Thanksgiving.
How did you get the families falling apart? When I was saying I stay, I don't go to Danny's.
When you switch off, I mean, like, you're not getting the whole family there anymore.
Oh.
I'll touch on that in a second. But like with Johnny, I think that we brought you guys, hopefully, all good enough to celebrate the holidays, where he feels that he brought that to his family, and now they're doing like a big Thanksgiving that they didn't maybe do before. And I was like sort of sad at the beginning, but then I thought, you know what, that's really cool that they're gonna do this. But then, you know what you said about everybody's not there, I get so upset, because I want to take a big grandkid picture and somebody is always missing. Somebody like Johnny Jean will go with her family, or Jacob won't be there, or E won't be there. Somebody will not be there.
Yeah, there's always
a
kid missing, especially because they're getting older now. And I'm sure Jake's gonna want to go to his girlfriend's house.
He's gonna start jacking off her, they could tell.
Good for him. That's so random. But
there's a period of time too where for like 5-6 years where somebody was always in jail.
It'll
be rotating, kind of.
Yeah.
For a long time, all the boys.
We want to have everybody there. Yeah.
We're in that rotation again.
Oh, we'd go to.
Oh, yeah, we are. Fuck. Well, we just got over that rotation.
I know.
We're back at it again.
Back at it again.
We go to the graveside at Christmas.
For the next 3 years. Yeah.
2 to 3.
2 to 3. Good behavior.
We go to the graveside, and I was like, okay, we can't get a good family picture because this person's here or this person's not there.
How do you, I'm going to ask you about that real fast. For example, when we do like group pictures, I know we did one at the cemetery at grandma's.
Yes.
And at that time I was dating somebody.
Yes.
So is it always like, shouldn't somebody, at that point she deserved her spot in the picture. I would say that for the most part.
Yes.
But like, let's say one of your nephews is dating some chick, like how do you tell her, like, get the fuck out of the picture?
Has that happened?
Yes. Yeah,
but I do two pictures. I'll do one with like, okay, everybody, and then I'll say, okay, one was only was only the nephews and the nieces,
and the other one's not going anywhere.
Because if that person,
well, the married ones, at least
they're not, but I mean, like the boyfriend girlfriend one,
yeah,
of those kids, yes. Yeah, so I'm like,
of those kids,
I'm like, okay, wait, you know, are they gonna be around next year? Do I have to?
Grandma Irene, wouldn't have allowed that.
Oh, no.
Because Grandma Irene, like,
but she was ruthless.
She don't care about your girlfriend unless you're freaking married. I don't care about her until you're married. I don't care. Yeah. That's all she was.
Yep.
We make Grandma Irene sound mean on this show, huh?
I know. She was mean. She wasn't nice.
No, but she spoke the truth.
But she was loving. Like, she was mean, if that makes sense.
Yeah, she spoke the truth, what people didn't want to hear. And because sometimes you think, oh, why are they going to be in that picture?
So what occasion, without saying names, that has happened in our family pictures?
Grandma's gravesite decorating.
Yeah.
It has?
Yes, it has.
You going to tell me after?
Johnny Jean's boyfriend.
Oh,
he's in one of the pictures. I mean, they've been together for a long time, but like,
she's gonna be so mad right now.
But no, I mean, it's not just her. I mean, it's our other cousins who are not married. They have kids, but they're not married to their wives.
Yeah. So like,
Johnny,
allowed to bring Dally in the picture yet? Or not yet.
You could, but mom's gonna do another picture. Wow. Mom's gonna do another picture.
I'm married, or
until you're engaged.
Until you're official.
Until I'm engaged.
Official.
Okay. Official, like a referee with the whistle.
But it does make sense.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Like, Johnny Jean's been with her boyfriend for forever. 5 years now.
Not even when Dally takes a family picture or family events I go to, like, I don't, like, I wouldn't even try to get in a picture. I feel awkward. Like, I'm not getting this picture. Mm-hmm. Unless I was her husband or something, then it's different.
Or engaged to
for
her,
me, like, I'm not expecting her mom, like, get in a picture with everybody. Like,
Wait, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe, yeah, no, Johnny Jean has him in the picture, right? Am I tripping?
I don't think so. I think Jake only came one time, and I don't think he was in the
family. Oh, okay. Maybe I'm lying.
I would always hate when, like, we take a homie picture, like, just the homies that are at a bar. And a person's always guilty that his nose all he wants has one of his dumb kids in the picture with us, with the fellas. Like, fool, your kid's not the homie. Like, your kid getting me the fuck out of the picture.
Yeah.
Like, but I hate people that you get a kid in a picture with everybody. I go, get your fucking kid out of here. I'm not gonna post that. Tell you that right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because that looks weird. Yeah, that's hard. The pictures at the celebrations or the holidays, because, you know, if someone just brings a girlfriend or just brings a boyfriend, I don't think they should expect to be in that picture, because
no, like, you say, come in a picture.
But I think it's awkward for them. Like, I don't want to get in your family picture.
Yeah. Oh, but some people want to. It's happening.
I feel that's more girls than it is guys.
Yes.
That's true. Because I'm pretty sure Johnny Jean's Jacob is not. He's not that type. He's like, no, I'd rather not get in the picture. Like, that's, you know.
So, babe, you're not going to get in the picture right now, I guess.
Until she get that ring.
But there's
on
a picture of you on the family, my mom's house.
She's on the family.
I mean, you could get in family pictures, but the gravesite picture, we take one every year. So, I mean, Dell could be in it. Like, it's not a big deal.
She's not asking to be.
Oh,
she was asking.
You brought it up.
No, I'm just saying, like, for an example, I would say for the most.
No, but like, not Dell, but like the young kids, boyfriends and girlfriends who've come and go. We always do. Okay, one was everybody. Okay, now only one was the nephews or the nieces. So we do that.
At what point do you think, like, to make it official? Like, okay, like, you're in the group pictures now. Like, is there some kind of like a year? It'd be someone like John Jimmy with their boyfriend for like 3, 4, 5 years. Or
she's been with her for 5 years.
Yes. So that's not enough credit yet to be.
No, that's why I didn't.
Yes,
it's not a big deal.
Is there
a time?
Is there a time frame?
I think you play it by ear. You know when. You know, a nephew or a niece or, you know, anybody in your family has been with somebody.
Definitely not months.
For a long time, because you see the relationship. They come to all your stuff. You know, they've been putting in their time with the family.
Gotcha.
So you know them and you know they're here to stay. But if they're not, if there's just a flash in the pan or whatever, they come and go.
See, but then there's some that are boyfriend and girlfriend that have kids.
But
they're in those pictures too that are not together
but
anymore.
But why would they be like, why would you invite your girlfriend or you're just dating to the gravesite?
I don't know.
Oh, want to go to graveside with me? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that has to be a commitment that you're going. Yeah, like, so you have to been with each other for a long time to even go to the graveside.
I feel like if somebody is respectful enough and they would say to go to a gravesite, then
to help decorate,
that relationship has to be at a certain level. So I think if you're at the gravesite, I think you earned your spot.
Yes.
Let's make that a rule.
You earned your spot, Jacob.
Jacob, you can be in a fucking picture. Dow, when you go to cemetery, you can be in a picture.
Dow, you can be the picture.
Just an FYI, because
we're gonna get in trouble after this episode.
I think Danny had to like figure out us at the gravesite because we don't really go there to mourn. We go there to eat. Play games.
The boys are playing football on the plots.
And then we're like,
Danny didn't go until we were married, though.
Yeah, we go find the oldest person here on the gravesite, and you get a $5 gift card.
we're weird.
And they're playing like, and we're in sprint races. Who's faster?
They're playing football, falling on gravestones. Yeah,
wiffle ball. People are bumming oldies.
Oh, Maverick stealing flowers and bringing them to my mom's gravesite. And ornaments.
Bringing them to me. I was like, oh, these flowers? Go put them back.
They're getting ornaments. Oh, this will look good on grandma's tree.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't know. We obviously, we're not sitting there crying. We're partying, and my grandma would want that. She wouldn't want it any other way.
No.
We really do have a good time at the graveside. People are dying to get in. It's crazy.
But there's been a lot of seasons for you, Mom, like where you're not talking to your sisters, my aunts, and all that. And
A lot of seasons
where siblings do fight.
Oh yeah,
no matter what your age is, right?
We're sisters.
Does that make it complicated? Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are listening right now that ain't talking to their siblings or, you know, their family members or their mom and dad or whatever. And it can be difficult in seasons, right?
It's very difficult, but I think, I don't know, with me, I just look and I'm like, you know what, you know, because, you know, my mom, she died suddenly. We weren't expecting that.
30 days.
And I just think that you need to just know that people aren't here tomorrow. So your little anger, and I mean, you could get mad. Everybody gets mad, and you could get upset, and you could get angry, and you could get mad. But however, you got to realize that, you know, tomorrow isn't promised to any of us. And I really had to learn that, because you can't keep grudges.
And you're a stubborn person.
Yes, you can't keep grudges, and you can't be mad, because when it comes down to it, I mean, you could talk about anybody and do anything, and you could be mad at your sisters, but let somebody talk about them or say something. It's like, oh, no.
It's like you're the only person that can talk shit.
It's war. You don't
fucking talk about them like that.
You don't talk about my sisters or say anything, because those are my sisters, and only I could do that. But, you know, and hopefully
even once you're married, remember Noel, you didn't fight that girl at 390 Pizza parking lot?
Yeah.
She called Danny a bitch or some shit?
No, she said, fuck you, Danny. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't even talk to him like that. Like,
yeah, she do.
I never tell my husband, fuck you. That's so disrespectful. Yeah. I never tell him, shut up or fuck you. Those are two words I do not tell him. I'll say he's acting like an asshole or something like that, but I will never say fuck you. Like, that's like saying I hate you.
You hear that, Dow? Nah, she don't say fuck you.
No, either. I don't like that word. That's one word I cuss, but I never say, if you never hear, I never say fuck you. Sorry, I said it like three times now. But
and Chase, one thing I will never say. Chase gets that from.
I just think like, I hate that I always say I think. I say I think I saw, I'm sorry guys.
You go back in a pocket, because everybody starts off saying
yes. Yeah. It's so, I'm so annoying. So like,
when you replay it, do you go fuck?
It's like nails on a chalkboard. I'm like, I don't even want to listen to myself, because
you get used to it, and then you stop doing it after all.
Yeah. Well, when I have learned how to fill in that space,
it's your thinking time.
Well, if mom was filling your space for you on a podcast,
I won't have to say
all the time I talk, you guys give me the evil eyes.
Can you go off the topic? Like, you're talking about fucking summer and fourth quarter or
some
shit.
You're talking about my nose being burned at the game. I was like, what?
I have no idea. I was like, what is she talking about? Nava was on today with me in a podcast, and he did really well.
Oh, hush.
It's been a while. He should have a lot to talk about.
You're not even Nava anymore. You're on the Tina status right now.
It's Tina, not Nava anymore.
Yeah. You know what's sad? When people talk about mom in a podcast, they go, I love her laugh.
I love her snore.
Not what she says. Did they ever say, oh, I love what your mom said, like her?
They
like,
do, actually. I get that. I get good feedback.
Well, I love her laugh.
Thank you. But yeah, I don't know.
Having this talk, so going back to like being mad at family during the holidays and stuff, I was just having this talk with somebody, and I was explaining to them, because their loved one is always upset. Like, anything bothers them. Like, and I feel like it's just something that they're not happy with themselves, or they're not happy what's going on in their life. So they're just kind of like negative Nancy about anything, or if the person that they can't stand bugs them, they're mad about it for just anything. And they could fucking sneeze, and like, you know what? Did you hear that fucking sneeze?
I'm like that a lot.
Yes. You were like that the other day when you were at the house.
I get these days, I don't know what, but I get so irritated and annoyed by people.
Yeah.
And just not my, like, just people sicking me.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know. Like, I just don't like people.
You were like that when you were at the house on, was it Monday?
It was you're getting two, my nerves. A week ago or something.
Yeah, I had to text you.
No, everybody, but not just the household. No, just
I text him. I'm like, are you all right? Why are you mad? What did I do? Are you mad at me?
But what I was saying is I know this pertains to you. Maybe it does. I don't know. But I feel with the people like that, they have a lot of, they're holding something, whether they're mad or they're angry about something. And the specific situation I'm talking about, I just think that if you hold bitterness in your heart and all this hate in your heart, it takes more energy to be mad and to look at everything negative and to be upset at these people all the time that it is bringing you down. You don't even realize it. So if you just forgive and forget and like let it be, I feel like you live more prosperously because
it's like
are more happy.
Lifted off your shoulder.
Yeah, because I feel if you're looking for everything negative and looking for every argument or looking
it,
for every
it.
Not even that you're looking, but if you're just anything bothers you, it's gonna you're just gonna feel hate. But if you just let it go and just let God
let God
yes. And even for holidays, like even if you weren't the wrong person and you're upset because this person really did wrong to you or wrong with your family, I maybe this is a good time to let it go and just be like, you know what, you're never gonna get that apology, but you being the bigger person by just saying, you know what, I'm tired of being angry. Like, I'm tired of being mad.
It's exhausting.
It's super exhausting. I lived like that for a while and I'm like, why am I mad all the time? It's exhausting and it takes a lot out of me.
I was mad at that day because I lost a few $100 on the Raider game. Because since when?
Oh, no wonder.
Out of all the days the Raiders want to fucking win, they want to win when I bet against them. It was fucking annoying to me. So when you were cheering for the Raiders, everybody go, shut the fuck up, like in my head.
I know, you were mad. You were mad about Crosby? Yo, he's fucking sober? What, he can't live a normal life?
I just talked about it on the podcast right now, and I'm so, I meant that. Like, I don't know, like, me and my bros, obviously, we've done a lot of drugs when we were younger. Like, I did meth when I was like 15, I was 22, like a lot. Yeah. I did a lot of drugs. Steve, I mean, my brothers, whatever. We all done drugs, but I would never want to be labeled in my image, be, oh, that guy used to be a ex-drug addict. He's on year 10 of being sober. No, yeah. That's not my image. When people look at me, they don't see that.
Yeah.
So I know those influencers on Instagram, they want to be known for being sober. I'm not an alcoholic anymore, and that's their whole image. So for me, Crosby, he's a great football player, but his image, he's a football player who doesn't do fucking drugs anymore. That's stupid. That's a stupid little fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like to applaud people for being normal.
I think for people like that, their addiction was so big and took over their life that when it's not, they're very proud of it, so that they don't know their new addiction is being sober. Proud about being sober. So they have to tell everybody. They have to tell the world. I mean, my husband went 7 years sober without drinking.
But he never told. He didn't have a whole. He didn't have a whole Instagram page about it.
No, he didn't. No.
But imagine me like saying, okay, and I did a whole podcast as being vulnerable, and my Rocky Nash is all about not doing drugs anymore, being back to the ambulance with my mom and grandma were there.
Yeah.
Like, imagine I did a whole thing about, I'm not drinking. Imagine my son Ethan or my nephews growing up, and they go to my Instagram page and go, dude, like. Their friends go on my page, go, oh, like, I guess your uncle was an ex-drug addict. I just think that's not a good image to have, though, either. Like, you need to change the chapter, bro.
I think you should.
That's just me, though.
I know, I get what you're saying.
I think you should be proud of what you have accomplished and leave it there at the door. And, you know, if they ask you to speak about it or go somewhere, then you go and you do and you tell your story. However, you need to not look back at your past. You need to continue and move forward and be proud of what you're going to accomplish now.
It's cool to tell your testimony and help others out, but I would never want that to be my main label and my image. Rocky Nash, people right, I think, like, I can name a few people. I'm not going to do it, but I can name a few people on Instagram that are my friends. You say their name right away, you think ex-tweaker, because that's all they talk about.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Or this person, 1,007 days of not drinking alcohol. Like, that's their thing now. Danny did 7 years, but Danny has little tokens, but unless you're in Danny's circle, you would not know that. Unless you're in Danny's circle, you didn't.
No, because people used to offer him beer all the time.
And Danny could have got, like, Instagram famous of doing a page about not drinking and this and that, but he didn't, because I know Danny doesn't want his sons to look at him, oh, my dad was an ex-alcoholic.
Yeah.
Like, Danny don't want that image for Maverick and Chase.
Yeah.
So I'm saying for people that, like, I'm saying back to Crosby, like, you're an amazing football player. player. Like, let's go. But now he's a football player who doesn't drink or do whatever, drugs.
See, I didn't know that until you mentioned it on Monday night.
So then, anyway, I was in a bad mood. Yeah. So I just said, fuck this guy.
No, he does talk about it. But I think for people that
try to go sober,
like, it's encouraging for them.
For them.
Obviously, other people, it's like, what the fuck, can't live a normal life.
But there's a platform for that, I also believe.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's, I mean, like I said, it's good. Because if he could do it, you could do it. So, and he has a platform as a football player.
Yeah,
I completely get it. But I'm saying, like, you're more than that. Like, you're so more than being an ex. You know, like, you're more than that. Just being an ex drug addict. You're better than that now. Like, you're an amazing freaking football player.
He's fucking awesome. Yeah,
you're probably an amazing uncle, whatever he is. I don't know if he's a dad or what, but you could just glorify those things instead, though, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to me, bad moods and shit.
No, but going back to bad moods, yeah. So, I mean.
So, yeah, for the holidays, I just think you need to just, like, shake it off and let it go and have the best holiday you can. Even with those that don't agree with you or that you're upset at, you know, invite them to the house, make a phone call. If they don't want to come.
Even if you don't want to hang out with them, just call and be like, hey, you know what? I was just thinking about you and I hope everything's good.
Yeah, have a great day.
You don't have to talk to them. You can send them a text. But I think it will relieve your heart and relieve your worries. And then you could let it go. Even if you don't want to mix your lives anymore or whatever.
Because it affects you and affects your family and everybody you're around. Because, you know, as they say, you can't serve two things in your heart, hate and love, because one of them will take over. So might as well serve love.
Amen to that. We'll be right back, guys. You listen to me. Stop all that mansplaining. No one's listening. Tell me who gave you. Listen to me. Mr. Big Boy, pulling up in your big toy. I just want to give a big shout out to Maria's in Glendora's Mexican food.
So good.
They're so good. They host our family all the time, probably 2-3 times a week. And yes. They have the best service.
And your margaritas.
And the best margaritas. So if you guys are hungry, make sure you guys visit Maria's in Glendora.
I would say about Maria's, it's authentic Mexican food.
Yeah. It is authentic.
They're a regular Mexican restaurant. They're not doing neon lights. They don't have a freaking DJ. They're not bringing your drinks in a birdcage or like those.
No.
I feel like all these Mexican restaurants are doing over extreme. And then when they do that, they hype the price up. It's just a
the chips
organic,
and salsa too.
It's an organic Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
Good homemade, food. That's great it. Food.
Be there.
Good job, Mom.
Yeah. And so you can get sponsored. Maybe we'll sponsor you guys.
I know. I'm going to talk to Teatera.
Yeah, it is family owned.
It is. I know, right? So going into like all this holiday stuff, I feel like I want to have a new goal because I don't want to feel like, oh, I'm overeating. And I hate to even go on diets or anything like that.
I'm on one right now.
You're
on a diet?
I've had soda since Sunday. It's only 3 days. That's counting, guys. I was trying now being known for like, I'm 1,000 days. I'll be like, oh, that's Rocky. He don't drink soda no more.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so I'm trying to go to the next level with the workout thing. Like, Danny actually motivated me too, because Danny's doing it really good.
Okay, so he's motivating me because he just wanted to change his lifestyle up. And he's just like, I'm just tired of feeling just like tired and bloated all the time. And so like,
I'm
tired of feeling tired. But literally he was.
And everything looks better because he's healthier.
I'm checking him out, jeez.
Well, he's been drinking a lot of water. And honestly, water does help your skin. He drinks like a gallon a day. He drinks a lot. But I with going into the holiday season, I want to just kind of change like my whole outlook on like life and myself. As far as, I think I get down on myself a lot about like my weight and how I look and like how I used to look. I compare myself to before I had kids. Even right after I had the boys, I thought I was huge.
And you were not.
And I was, and I'm like, damn, I'm bigger now and I feel more confident than I do now than right after I had the kids, which is weird to me that my complex, like,
does Danny Mickey still feel sexy?
He does, yeah. Okay. And I'm always like,
ain't that huge? Ain't that big? That's big, right?
Yeah, it is huge. And I'm always like, what are you talking about? I look fat. He goes, babe, you look good. Like, he always thinks I look good. And he says that. And he goes, if you don't feel good, then go to the gym. Like, he's like,
he's encouraging. So
he's very encouraging. Yeah, he's never been like, hey, fat ass. Like, he calls me Gordney's, but he called me that when I was skinny, so I can't even be mad. But what I was saying is my new goal is not to get on a diet and drop all this weight, because I feel like every time I went to the gym, it's always a goal and I had a date and I wanted to drop all this weight, and it made it more
You're setting yourself up for failure when you do stuff
like
that.
Yeah, and because honestly, I did. I've dropped 18 to 20 pounds, and then I gain it all back. So it doesn't make sense. I think I just want to change my lifestyle.
There you go.
And I want to do it.
Johnny Jean's going with me Friday to Johnny Jean's signed for Orange Theory. Yes.
I want to eventually do that, but I need to build my endurance back because
you don't have to. You could walk and just do incline right now.
Yeah.
Well, so Johnny Jean's going with me Friday. She signed up, so I'm excited for her to be there.
Yeah, she's super excited. I know.
It's very addicting.
So this is what I want to do. So my goal is to make it more of a lifestyle change where it's just to move my body. Like, you need to move. You need to move your body. You need to exercise because it's good for my body. It's good for
be
my
like
heart.
Dad.
No, yeah, like no. like dad. Oh my gosh. Can I finish my damn sentence?
Yes.
So I want to do it so that it's not necessarily weight loss, but it's more like Noelle is happy. Remember we talked about in the last podcast, and it's like maybe if you exercise, you release endorphins and you feel happy. I go to the gym. I could go to the gym one time a week, and I swear, I feel good that one day. But
you look in the mirror like, did I lose weight?
Yeah, like, you feel good about yourself. You feel more confident.
You feel better.
And I want to do it. Like, again, if I know weight loss will happen because I'll be moving my body, and that will be the plus side of it. But I don't want to sit there and base my body on a scale. I just want to just feel good. Yeah. I want to feel good.
People get obsessed with the scale. Don't do that.
No, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't.
So
do that.
I know I used to weigh myself every day. I was obsessed.
It's just so like, it's a negative way to start the morning when you do that. Cause
yeah. So if anybody wants to start this journey with me, I'm going to start it on Monday.
Looking at mom right now?
No, because
you guys say I can't talk, and when I talk, you guys are looking
but
at
you
me.
But you try to talk when I'm talking.
Well, you talk a long time.
Could you never talk, lady?
I don't get a chance.
But I can't even finish a sentence. Okay, real quick. I'm going to start this goal on Monday.
It's always Monday.
It's always, because yeah, it gets started maybe Sunday. I don't know, maybe before the games. And then
so the Raiders are playing Sunday, so she won't start Sunday. It'll be Monday.
I could work out in the morning.
I would say this honestly, like, so Orange Theory and the times you go, you get to meet everybody. Like, it's like you know everybody there. Even though we go, I have a whole crew that I go with. Is the music, and they're not even a sponsor, but it's just for a house. I don't even care. Their music they play, bumping it. It's a real great small community. And it's when you're doing that 60-minute workout, like, you walk out like, fuck yeah, dude.
My problem is, though, is I have a competitive mindset, so I'm too worried about what everybody else is doing, and I'm trying to compete with them.
The
board, I want to be better. I want to be better.
Board, and they call it a brag board.
Yeah. If somebody's next to me in the elliptical, I'm looking at, like, what speed they're at, because
so
I want to go higher than
so
them.
So today, some guy, Chris.
What mile are they on? I'm trying to catch
some
up.
Guy, Chris,
I'm weird.
Next to me, and, you know, we had to do you know, we run different things. We do the row, but we're doing the thing. Okay, 12 minutes of running, and let's see your time. Like, try to beat this time. So we'll do 2.5 minutes, and you go with your speed, and you try to beat your other speed. You're supposed to compete against yourself.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this guy, Chris.
Yeah.
I got Chris by a little bit, but then he went up. So I went, like, I'm looking, so I went up, and we both were competing with each other, and he fucking beat me today. Like, he got me by, like, I don't know, he got me by a little bit, but, like, I did 2-something miles.
Yeah,
little
I guess that's more motivating, though,
but
too.
It is, so, like, for you, you have that motive, that competitive, which is a good thing in the gym, but sometimes, like, I always go in there, go, I'm going to chill today, I'm not going to go, like, all crazy.
And then you don't.
But then I'm looking at even Jessica, Ms. Brian Gonzalez, she's doing her thing. Go, I'm not going to let this fucking chick beat me. What the fuck? So it just sounds, it's a different, but you'd be like Amherst, Angie V, they really don't run. They do, they walk it. You could walk it as well. But if you're walking, he'll say, the person will say, walkers, you need to be at a certain percentage of incline.
Like 12 incline.
Wow. Yeah, so Amherst is doing like 15, which I go, you're like walking on the wall. Like,
yeah, that's
and that fuck? And that's actually burning more calories, more time than running.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, so
incline,
like,
burns more calories
so you could,
than running on the treadmill.
No, it does. It really does. So for you, don't be so intimidated by, I got to go run and do that. No, do the walk.
I'm trying to prep my body so I could go and compete for sure. Like,
no, but there's a lot of people, like, you start up, but for the most part, that class is very, like, you know, the instructors aren't, like, you know, you go to LA Fitness, 24-hour fitness, like, the instructors are like, phew, like, how do you even work here? You're out of fucking shape. But at Orange Theory, like, if you're an instructor, you need to do the classes too.
And
they do classes together. The instructor do classes together. They compete against each other. So the instructor will outdo anybody. They're fucking super. But everybody there at Orange Theory, the girls, toned the fuck up. Even Amherst, well, yeah. Marlo work out. They're, oh, what the fuck?
Well, that's what Johnny Jean. She just got a job at Lululemon. They're paying for her she gym membership that. Because they don't want so nobody out of shape.
She had the most expensive gym.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, well, I'm going to use it all.
They're giving me money. I might as well do it.
She might as well. Yeah,
and that's crazy for a company to make you be fit. I mean, it's I love good.
It. Well, yeah, like,
I love
they it. Want people to look good in their stuff.
And not only that, I think when you do that for companies, you have a better positive attitude.
Yeah.
Well, I told you, what is that? That health food store that's right there across from Whole Foods, that they play, you have to take your body fat because one of our friends worked there. And if you don't meet your gain weight, you don't get your raises. You don't.
No way.
Yes.
How are they not getting sued?
That's what I said. But you signed something when you
agreed to that. It. Yeah, you probably agreed to it in a contract.
Are your percentages of how much you get off goes if you're still in shape and if your body fat is not. I was like, because we told
I
her,
would not be able to work there.
What do you guys
think
about this? This is off the subject, but I know you guys don't watch Love Is Blind, right?
I do.
Okay, so are you caught up this season?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So what do you think about, cause this is, I know a lot of listeners probably listen to Love Is Blind, right? They watch it. So
I only watch
one. What do you think about Stacy breaking the engagement off and not wanting being with Izzy because he had bad credit?
I think
at the girl perspective.
A girl perspective, if it was Love Is Blind, it's not about money or credit. So I think she's materialistic.
And her family's very materialistic.
Yeah.
You can see
even
that.
Her mom told her at the wedding, she was just like, if you're already feeling this, you shouldn't do it. Yeah. She goes, if you have doubts, you shouldn't do it at all. Like, what kind
and
of mother
me,
fucking advice
and
is
me,
that?
To me, he was being vulnerable. Like, look, man, my credit ain't that bad. He said, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Like, and he was just being vulnerable because this is my wife. Like,
yeah.
Like, I told Dahlia, my credit ain't the best because she has 800 credit type of shit. So
I think if you love somebody,
but
you love
she's
somebody.
Helping me, like, work on my credit. She'll know, like, exactly. let's get your credit up there, just like Darissa did with Steven. Like, let's get your
now
credit.
Now he has better and credit than her. They're both in 800.
But that's what a marriage and aim relationship should be. Okay, you're lacking, and that's in that position, like let's get you up there.
And if she had money and good credit, she could help him build
that.
Pay
your credit cards off. So like,
and he, according to him, he was only $3,500 in debt. $3,500. $3,500. The fuck? That's like one of my credit cards.
Like, bitch, use one of your credit cards. To fuck. I told Dally because Dally's I don't want to throw a visit out there. But she goes, I didn't even hit his credit card off. I go, I'll help you. How much is it? She was like, about $10,000. Oh, maybe.
Never mind.
Like, what kind of credit? But when you have credit like that, you can like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like, she goes, yeah. I go, fuck. But I wouldn't know what to do with that. Like, I'll blow my $10 credit card if I had it.
That's
like,
why. You don't have a $10,000 credit card.
I keep getting $1,000 credit cards. So I got a new one, another $1,000 credit card, even though I'm paying all my credit cards off.
Good job, Mijo.
I got another $1,000 one, but I don't want to use it. I'm only getting new credit cards because I want to show more percentage that I'm not using my percentage.
Yeah, but that bitch is materialistic.
Yeah.
She didn't want to be with him because
you don't watch that, huh?
No.
It's a great show.
But he also said all the right words.
When I go
he's a good
dude. Serena because she has it on her TV.
You know what's crazy? The couple, I didn't like her at first. I love her now. Everybody hated her.
Oh,
best couple ever, dude.
The Puerto Rican girl and the guy.
Everybody hated them. Wilmer?
I don't know. So
he's amazing.
I actually liked him in the beginning.
I didn't like her at first. I thought she was a snake. What's her name? Teresa or what the fuck's her name? Lynette or I don't know. She's a Puerto Rican girl.
Yeah.
I don't like them at first. And me and Dolly are watching the reunion and we love them.
No, I do. I like them a lot.
Love them, dude.
Yeah. I was iffy. I was like, what the fuck is she saying half the time? But then I was just like, oh no, I grew to like her.
And she's helping him out be a man and do like clean that, like they're helping each other out.
That's a good relationship.
Yeah, we totally got off subject right now.
I know.
That's why I asked you about the credit thing.
Yeah, no, I think she's materialistic. I didn't like her. Huh. Sorry, Mom.
Yes. No, it's okay.
Go ahead, Mom. You can talk now.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, were we going to say back when I was saying about my weight loss, how I want to make it a habit? Like, I just want to make it a lifestyle where I just actually go to the gym and stuff.
I was thinking, because everybody knows your dad goes to the gym at 4 in the morning.
So you should competitiveness.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no.
How about dad's competitive with the steps when you're done, Mom?
Oh, shoot. Yeah. So, this is going into that. So I told him, hey, we're doing a step challenge again at work. Oh, with the strike. So he has all my friends so he could see what they're doing. So I get to work. He goes, hey, kid, you only have like 800 steps. I go, well, yeah, I left the house and I went to work. I'm sitting at my desk. He goes, he goes, do you have to get up and go to the bathroom or something? I go, what? Well, you want me to get 500 more steps? I'm like, what the heck?
Is he serious?
Yes. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So then yesterday he had something like 11,000 steps. And he goes, kid, they have like 20,000 on you. after the podcast, are you going to go to the gym? I'm like, yes, Anthony, I'm going to go. He goes, well, because my boss is on my team.
Yeah.
He goes, well, you know, you got to beat them. I don't think I'm going to beat them.
Oh, my God, that guy is too much.
So I don't like to tell him if I'm going to, like, try to lose weight or if I'm going to go walking because all of a sudden he's my trainer.
Yeah.
And he's,
Megan trainer.
Yes, he's putting all these goals.
I am your mother.
He's putting all these goals on me that I have to do. I'm like, dang.
Dad's too much. She's super,
I get to work.
That's where we get it from.
I get to work and he has like 5,000 steps already. I'm like, oh my.
So me and Dad are Apple Watch friends like, you know, you close the rings up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he'll try to compete with me on that. But
he would show me.
I'll be at 1,000 calories, Orange 30 right away. But someday I don't have my watch on. He's like, well, you're not doing it today? I go, I just did not wear my watch.
Oh, my God.
I'm just not wearing my watch today. No, Jesus.
And then I'll say, Rocky probably doesn't have his watch on. Oh, you always stick up for your son. I'm like, oh, my God.
We got in an argument over the group, in a group, because he was getting competitive. I'm not competing with nobody. I go, Dad, you're always competing.
He's always competing. Dude, like I said, when they're in the car, he races you.
He wanted to measure me, Johnny, Steven, and his penises, who has the biggest one.
So we've been playing dominoes and hasn't he been horrible?
Daniel will win for sure.
Hasn't he been horrible?
He's Irish.
Because we've been playing dominoes like Saturday.
He's like, I didn't notice you're playing. Oh, you're in this game?
Mom
won him in dominoes.
Nobody, she did.
He was pissed.
Nobody can beat Dad in dominoes.
I did.
He's like the fucking Rain Man counting the dominoes.
Oh, no, he was.
It's so weird.
He's like, oh, Noel has the 2-3. What? No, how do you know? I don't. But I did. And then, like, and Mom ended up winning.
I don't know how he does that.
Like a whole house, right? Yeah. You won by a whole house.
No. By 50?
Yes, because we were trying
He was mad.
He was pissed.
No way.
Yeah.
And he was probably saying to the person behind it, oh, you're feeding her. You're feeding her.
You're just feeding her. You're over there just giving her everything.
You're not paying attention to what she has.
He's like, you know what? I'm trying to set you up for her.
And then, that's what he goes. You only won because I set you up so Noel could give you that.
Yeah, and supposedly then, he set me up to set Mom up.
And then Ralph had to throw something, so that's why I'm not getting nothing. I'm like, what? That makes no sense.
Yeah, supposedly he knew what everybody had.
And then Noel doesn't know how to count, apparently. So when you
play Domino
with Noel, Noel's three counting one. Two kind of dots. Oh, you just can't fucking see it and like, oh my.
I can't. I'm not math.
And I was
like
getting so annoyed with you. Oh my God, it's taking forever.
So I'm sitting there at the table.
How'd you get a
fingers,
degree?
I'm like 5, 6,
and she has a business major. Business.
Not on dominoes.
And she has both hands up.
Yes.
I do. I use my fingers. I can't count in my head because I'll like, I don't know. I lose the dots in my head.
I lose the dots.
Oh my God. And we were playing like till 1 in the morning. It was really
late. I know. It was late. Good.
I need a rematch. I'll play. Maybe go there today and do a rematch.
We should go. It'll be fun. Dad. Yeah.
And Ralph keeps on saying he wants to play Grandpa. I go, oh, no, you don't.
Yeah, that's a grouchy one right there.
Grandpa's grouchy in dominoes?
He's rude. He talks ruthless.
Remember poor little Jimmy wanted to play one Thanksgiving? He goes,
That's a little cousin, guys.
You make me feel like, little poor little Jimmy, like a little homeless kid. You remember poor little Jimmy?
Like he's a little neighbor across the street. poor little Jimmy.
Jimmy is in fucking college. Yeah. He's all buff.
He's a pretty big guy.
Big ass Jimmy.
Big ass football player.
Little Jimmy boy. No, he sat at the table and wanted to play dominoes. Penis. And Grandpa was telling him, all cussing at him and telling him stuff. I'm like, Dad, leave Jimmy alone. Poor Jimmy.
You guys are like...
Okay.
Are you doing questions?
Yeah, I'm going to do questions, but I have a quick question for you.
An hour? That was fast.
For both of you guys, actually. Did you guys care about the Dodgers losing in...
No.
Okay, a matter of fact, I felt the same.
Me and G-Money, we didn't even... Because season ticket holders, we didn't want to get the playoff tickets.
Yeah.
You got to pay extra.
I felt ever since the whole incident in the summer, I haven't felt the same about the Dodgers. I haven't felt the same about like Rudy. I didn't care to watch.
I
never felt that way.
I don't really care for any of the players. And
I feel like I'm more into football right now than I am baseball.
I'm super into the Rams right now. Me, Dally, and my parents next week, we'll be watching the Rams in Dallas. I'm excited about that.
I'll watch it on TV with you guys.
Dad's text me every hotel, tickets. You know, Dad gets...
When we were at the hospital with Mom, he's sitting there booking everything, checking out all the hotels.
Then I'm at work yesterday, he goes... And the ticket prices, I'm trying to get four together.
So I'm going to ask, has Dad ever been to a football game?
Yeah.
Like?
Arizona. Remember we went to Arizona?
Oh, with you? Okay. Yeah. So that wasn't too bad, yeah. But I was saying, like, I was telling Dad, like, to me, these are normal prices for football games.
Yeah.
Especially going to Dallas.
Dad's freaking out.
Yeah, Dallas is going here.
For four tickets, and these are cheap tickets. Four tickets all together would be like $1,300.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's going to come to about $1,300. And I'm telling you, Dow, I'm just used to like when I go to a Ram game, I'm already assuming I'm going to pay this much money for two tickets. It is, so dad keeps stressing me. I go, oh my God, stop sending me fucking prices.
No, you know what? Because I think dad, because when we went to Arizona.
It was cheap.
Very, very cheap.
Rams sucked that year. Yes. Arizona sucked. It was in Arizona.
But I think Dallas is a big
We got like tickets for like
name.
$60 a ticket.
Right on the field.
And they were good, but we're going. Dallas is not cheap. They're paying the Rams, and they're both pretty decent. I'm expecting like at least like $175 for each ticket. That's what my mindset is already. Yes. And that I go, you know what? I think my dad's so used to going to like cheap Dodger games and just paying for
Dodgers
cheap
Dodgers games are not even cheap.
Yeah, my dad pays are cheap, and he sits in that. My mom goes like 2 hours early to get their. They think that's their season ticket holders right there. They're always right there.
No, but we do buy like the seats at the bottom.
But even a bottom, you're paying like $75.
Yeah.
At the most for those seats. So I'm thinking that's just so used to like baseball prices that I was telling Dalgo, did he ever go like to football games? Like I'm thinking like maybe my dad never been to a football game before or not anytime.
Maybe not recently.
That's what I was thinking.
No, Arizona was the one we went with.
And that was like five years, six years.
A long time ago.
It was a while ago. But even that was cheap.
That was really cheap.
When you go to SoFi and all that, so I was like, my dad's freaky. I got to go. My dad has money, but he's still, I don't want to say he's cheap.
He's
old school. He's old school about stuff.
Old school? Yeah. He's a penny pincher, man.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't get in trouble. You didn't get a text from dad.
Sorry. He has money, but he buys like Kroger everything. Hello, that's why me and mom been going to grocery store.
So my real fact, I know you want to go with the question, but I gotta talk to you about my dad. We love you, dad. So my mom always said some things you don't. Go ahead, mom.
Some brands you do not buy generic. It has to be French's mustard.
Okay.
Best Foods mayonnaise. It has to be Hunt's ketchup, our name brand, Del Monte ketchup. You just don't buy. It has to be, what else do I buy?
I wish you guys felt that about bread. You guys always get the wackest bread.
No, I get.
Like, get some fucking Wonder for once.
I don't like Wonder. I like Home
so
Pride.
So soft.
I like that one, the big bread, the big soft one.
The one that was the crackled wheat on the sides. Ooh,
hate that one. You can't even put it in the toaster. It's too big.
It's really big.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Not to me.
there's some things you can't buy.
Detergent, can you buy the off brand?
No.
Detergent has to be a real brand, right?
Real brand.
So bleach, same thing, Clorox?
It has to be Clorox.
Bleach is always Clorox no matter what, right?
Yes.
Bleach is Clorox. Toilet paper.
Oh, dad.
You cannot buy cheap toilet paper.
You'll be left, but dad will get like you
have dingleberries all
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Yeah. Dad will get dingleberry toilet paper.
I hate that fluffy toilet paper. I'd rather just
not.
Nana
used to buy that shit all the fucking time.
You know what? Because they do Scott, because Brown and Jordan, where they used to work.
Oh, God.
They own Scott. So Scott tissue is what our family.
Scott tissue is good, though, because you don't get dingleberries.
So that's what he bought.
But like, so toilet paper, you have to buy the real brand, but dad, he won't. He'll buy the cheap brand. He goes, well, it's going to even go up your ass. He don't say that, but I can imagine. You wiping shit with this.
Like, you know what, dad? Wait, hold on. Side note. He tried to say, you know what? I noticed that you and your family go through toilet paper way too much.
He's counting?
Yes.
No, he says, yes.
You got to make sure.
He's buying the cheap shit, though.
He goes, you got to make sure you only use 4 squares.
You're lying.
You fold it in half.
You're lying.
You wipe and then fold again. I go, are you telling me how to wipe?
And you're
then,
lying.
Swear to God.
Wait, and then a wipey after that.
And then he goes, and then one wipey. And I'm like, do not tell me how to wipe. And if my kids need more than 4 squares on a toilet paper, they're going to use what they
First
have.
First of all, I just crunch it up, kind of.
But you're really going to tell people how many squares they use?
I'm like, never. That's insane. You can't do that.
I remember one
so
time.
So I told him, I'll buy my own toiletries. I'm good.
I can't believe he did that.
Yes. So me and Dad, like, since that day, we just, I'm just buying my own toiletries because I'm not hearing that.
So
I went through the toilet paper.
If I were to go there, I'll go to restroom upstairs because good toilet paper is up there.
I have wipes.
We have wipes.
Well, yeah, but Dad stashes them so people don't.
You're lying.
One wipey each.
Wait, no. I'm going to move in pretty soon. This is what's going on these days?
Yeah. Use mine or Johnny Jeans.
No, I told Dad because the toilet paper, Anthony, I'm going to go get
Daddy. Daddy, wipe me.
I'm going to go get Daddy's
mom
toilet
legs
paper.
Up in the air.
Ew, TMI.
Cheaper than that, shout out to my Uncle Sam and my Aunt Rose out there. Let me tell you what they did real fast.
Oh,
guys.
Gosh.
So when I was a kid, I was always in my cousin Sammy's house, right? So you eat at the dinner table. They would have one towel in the middle of the table.
A dish towel.
And everybody had they didn't have paper towel or napkins. So everybody had to wipe their hands and mouth with one towel.
With one
It was a... It was.
Wait, here, can I use that? I got ketchup on my lip.
It was disgusting.
So everybody knew that, including my sister Janine and her husband Joseph. Then, so when we moved back to Bowen Park, they gave us a housewarming gift. Remember the towels?
Yes.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday.
They're notorious for that.
So you could use it as your napkins. You put it on your table. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
some of you probably have some cheap things too. Like every, I think everybody's cheap in somewhat. Like yeah. I'm cheap in some ways, a lot of ways.
We should do a segment on that, like
cheap, yeah,
cheap versus,
like, I'm pretty sure like somebody's married and go, my husband's cheap at this, my husband is cheap at this, but my wife is cheap at that.
Yeah,
everybody has their weakness of being,
like,
cheap.
Our cheap or funny habits, like, that's hilarious.
Because we don't do cheap toothpaste or hairsprays. You know, I buy, well, dad does swab, but I buy what I
dad want. Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if this is a proven fact, but from what I know of dad, let's say the bathroom upstairs, the towels are blue. My dad will buy blue hand soap.
Yes.
And blue shampoo.
Yes. So blue everything.
So my dad would match the shampoo, conditioner,
everything,
and the soap, whatever the towels are, how that
everything matches. The trash can matches.
It's so tacky.
Oh, no.
Mom, what
if he could buy, if he could buy colored toilet paper, he would.
I don't know.
If there was brown, like, soap for the downstairs restroom.
He buys beige.
Our
he
red.
Does. So my dad matches the hand soap and the shampoo.
It's the coconut soap.
Yes,
that's what you get for the downstairs. The
he cream. Matches. So next time you go to my parents' house, you're gonna notice everything matches.
And Johnny Jean gets mad because the downstairs is hers now, so she'll want to buy real pretty pink or the color shit, and he'll like, no, he'll take it out and put beige. I'm like, it's not your restroom. Oh, Johnny Jean does
too
that.
Much.
Yeah. You got any more questions?
Yeah, I do. Sorry guys. Let's go into the question. So I think this first question,
we need some kind of like a weird song.
Okay, why don't you just go into a song real quick and then we'll go into questions.
Okay.
Ooh, talent, the producer, what to do?
Yeah, get it together, Rocky. All right, our first question that we came in, what is a good age to start the sex talk with your teenage kids?
We never had that talk with you, our dad.
She's saying teenage, but
dad bought us Playboy magazine. He said, "You do what you do." That was dad's talk with us. He subscribed to Playboy magazines. And they're downstairs restroom, and they're always sticky. I never understood.
Gross.
No, they were like, I swear. Wow. And Johnny and Steven
that's
are listening.
So nasty.
You could even open the pages.
Oh, that's nasty.
And we're like my friend Hector will come over. You know Hector.
Yes.
Hector come over and like he'll go downstairs and he'll jack off and downstairs.
Shut up.
Oh, you think I'm making this up?
No, you're quite true.
He used to use the cologne and the cologne on the magazine
so,
was all stuck.
As far as my parents, we never had Birds in a Beats.
Well, that was your dad's
Beats by Dre.
That was your dad's duty to do. So the first thing that I thought of right now was I was doing the wash, and I remember I got it out of the dryer, and there was condoms, a pack of condoms in there. And
right now?
Not now.
Oh,
when they were young in high school.
Condoms?
And so then I thought, okay, condoms? So do I get mad or do what do I do?
Or do I make a balloon out of it?
I go, well, I guess it's good because you know they're prepared, and they're using protection. But it was kind of like weird. So I told Dad, yeah. Dad was supposed to have these talks, but apparently
you're fine at all the years, and you have three boys plus a African American stepchild or foster kid.
Are you gonna say something stupid?
No, I'm not. Honest question. Have you ever found like hard socks or anything laying around in the rooms or doing laundry?
No, because you guys did your own laundry. I didn't do your laundry, so no.
I think for males, whether teenage, whatever age you decide, the father needs to have that talk. There's no way I'm going to sit there and have Birds in the Bee talks with the guys because I don't even know what, like, guys, I don't know what they expect when they start going through puberty. I think for a good age is when they start going through puberty and they start getting
okay. So this is boners. What you're saying. Okay, what you're saying.
But
so,
again, my kids wake up with boners and they're only
so
six and seven.
This happens to
boys
a family
wake up
member.
Like that, right?
For Ethan, I can know he's going through a change already just because you start seeing little pubes on his legs. I'm gonna call
they're
pubic
not pubes.
Hair.
They're hair. Well, that's just leg hair.
Was getting leg hair. They're not pube hairs.
No, pubes are on your pubic area. Hello.
Not if you shave, but.
What the fuck is
no, wrong? But so he has hair on his legs.
Yes, okay, hair. Okay.
And hair.
So,
on his
but they're
it's in his armpits.
But it's a different kind of hair.
Have you had that talk with Ethan yet?
No, I had the trans talk with Ethan already.
You had to have that talk.
I had already to have a talk with him. And matter of fact, he wants to go off subject. He wants to go to this high school that all his friends are going to go to high school at. He's down the street. It's a nice high school.
It is very nice.
First of all, Riverside, the education there sucks in the whole. It's really bad as far as.
Yeah, we checked. The
Riverside
dashboard
sucks in education. So, okay, like, there's no way out, yeah, of it. That's why Steven didn't want to move to Riverside because of that reason.
Yeah, makes
so
sense.
Anyways, he wants to go to this high school. And he asked me, he goes, hey, Ethan asked me, Dad, can you talk to my mom about I want to go to this high school, but she won't let me. I go, well, why you want to go there? All my friends are going there. Like, that's where I want to go. And it's, like, I'm happy that Ethan has a lot of friends now. He's, yeah, doing good boxing. He's being very social now. And I go, well, let me talk to her. So I asked her, I go, hey, Ethan wants to go to school. He wants me to talk to you about this. Like, why, what's preventing Ethan from going to this school and you're making him go to this school with none of his friends are? She goes, oh, it's in the news that they have a trans at the school and that trans is using the girl's restroom. Oh. I go, well, you know what? And I get it. And I applaud her, like, keeping away. I go, well, look at, we raised our son to know. I had a talk with him about trans and he's very aware that it's a mental illness thing. He's very aware that it's not normal. And like, he can't, that's gonna be everywhere.
Yeah.
You can't, all you we can't can do, all we can do is prepare them. Him.
Yes.
And he knows that's wrong.
And educate him. Prepare
yes.
him.
So I had a talk with him. I go, hey, we know that's wrong. I go, and he's not a girl. Like, it's not like a guy's gonna go in a girl's restroom. Like, you know, yeah, he's a dude. I go, I think you should let him go to that school. He's getting good grades. He's doing better now. And for you to take him from his friends who, for Ethan, we know, it took a long time. He didn't get friends. He was the loner in junior high and so on, you know? I go, I don't want to take that away from him. Ethan seems like finally, he seems happy.
Yeah.
You know, he seems happy. So she goes, you know what? You're right. I'm going to talk to him about it. So it's not a for sure, but we're thinking he's going to go to that school that he wants to go to.
Yeah.
But yes, we did have, we had to have that talk, that trans talk and all that before the birds and the bees. But, you know, eventually, I don't think I need to have a birds and a bees talk with him.
Yeah.
I think YouTube and fucking that does a job for us.
Yeah.
It's sad. It is about all these TV shows. Like, fucking Ethan's favorite show is South Park.
Oh, come on, bro. Like, I know Danny's had the talk with Jake. But Jacob's 18 now.
I'm gonna have the protective sex talk with him for sure.
Yeah, and Danny's had that. I think when he was a freshman or something.
I'm gonna worry about STDs, pregnancy. So I'm gonna tell him how to do it. I go, look, even if you have sex, whatever, like, protect yourself. You don't want to get a girl pregnant, and you don't want no freaking STDs.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the talk I'll have.
Yeah,
with him.
That talk you need to have. I don't think you need to get graphic, but just to
yeah,
protect
I'm
yourself.
Gonna tell him you get to like tune in Tokyo with the nipple, like. Tune in Tokyo.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I just want to say something on that topic too, though. You got to be very careful of how you approach your child. If they come to you and want to talk to you about something or ask you something, because I think if you get like, what? I can't believe you're asking me that. If you go at them like crazy and in a wrong
way.
What
if they don't ask you?
Well, I'm saying if they do ask you, they go, then they're never going to approach you again. That'll be, okay, I can't talk to my mom or dad because I tried the last time and man, it all blew up in my face. So if even if you have to walk away and say, you know what, I'll
be
right
shocked.
Back.
You might be shocked, right?
And you want to walk away, catch your breath, and you say, you know what, I'll be right back. I have to do something. And then come back and your expression is different and you're talking to them a little bit different. But if you approach them, like, oh, what? And you're getting all mad and frustrated. And
They're going to hide.
They'll never come back to you and tell you anything again. Whether it's like, hey, I smoked a cigarette or I tried marijuana or I had sex or what, you know, whatever it is, it's going to shock you sometimes. And you really, really need to walk away because you want to have that great relationship with your son or daughter. So you got to be careful of how you approach the subject. And don't freak them out.
Addressing kids for the first time sets standards for future conversations.
So just be you're saying prepare yourself for those conversations.
Yeah.
Like Ethan told me, cause I know eventually he's going to have like talk about girls or something. Yeah. I always tease him. He's like, I don't like no girls. I go, yeah. Soon you will, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I know like I'll prepare myself for those conversations talking about girls. Like,
and not freak out.
Like, don't be a pussy. Like, I'm the way, go talk to her. Like, I do it to all my nephews. Isaac, like, I feel like he had a crush on some girl at the pizza place.
Uh-huh.
And I was all, go talk to her, fool. He's like, shut up, fool. Like, I'm just embarrassing him, which I shouldn't. But even,
they get all nervous.
Even you're saying some jigs off, dude, you're being a weenie. Go talk to him. He's so shy.
Yeah.
And you know, but he's a lover boy, Isaac.
He
wants to find his love soulmate right now.
Yes. Yeah. He wants that like, whole
family. He don't want to be a hood rat. Or
he's a hopeful romantic.
Yeah, he really is. But yeah, because that just happened recently with a cousin of ours. Her son came in the car. He had lipstick on his lips. And then she, like, the mom looked, and then she looked away, and then she looked again.
Who was that? Tell me after.
And then so she didn't want to say anything in the car because she did pick him up late from school, but he said, oh, mom, pick me up later. He's in junior high. Pick me up later. So then she was, like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes late, and then he gets in the car, and he has lipstick on his lips.
Oh, my God.
So she's, like, staring, but she doesn't know if she should say something. So she said she made it obvious. She looked over at him in the front seat, like, 3 or 4 times while they're driving back home. But she said, she goes, I got nervous and I didn't say anything. So I called his dad and I said, you need to have a talk with him because I can't do it and I don't know what I'm going to say. So she got nervous.
I did that with, even to this day, like with Justin.
Yeah.
Because Justin's very secretive, quiet kid. Mm-hmm. So in his mom's cycle, so he won't tell his mom anything, but he will tell me things. But at some point he was telling me, got really comfortable with me. He'll say, oh yeah, I was ditching school and went with these girls or what he was doing. I go, Justin, you can't tell me that kind of shit. I will have to tell your mom that you're ditching school. Like, you can't, like, I'm glad you're comfortable with me telling me these things, but you can't tell me that you're fucking ditching or doing this shit. Or you say you're going here and you're going to a girl's house. Or I go, bro, like, I'm not your homie though either though. Like, I'm gonna rat on you to your psycho mom. Like, you're crazy. So he stopped doing that, but I'm glad he was open, like, to me to talk to, like, about, like, girls or whatever. Like,
that just makes it known that you have a really good relationship, not only with Justin, but all your nephews and nieces that they could go to you. Because I don't think kids always feel comfortable going to the parents, because that's so awkward conversation with your parent.
Yeah.
And to know that your parents had sex is even more awkward, like them trying to have that talk.
I don't say, well, one of my nephews, this is about a few of my nephews, I would say. I kind of want to end up saying my nephews' names, but, you know, they'll be in high school, right? And they'll show me, hey, Uncle, what do you think about this? Show me girls' tits. Like, topless. Like, I go, bro, I
know who you're talking about.
Yes. I go, I can't. There's a high school girl with boobs. Like, stop showing me. And a waterman was telling me.
These bitches, I guess.
Yes. And honestly, good for him. He was doing all right for himself. Oh. But I would say, like, one of my nephews was telling me, like, his sex stories. I go, please bro, stop. I go, I don't want to hear about your sex stories. But,
well, at least they're going to somebody.
But I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, like, that is awkward.
I don't want to hear that. Go, dude, you guess too much. Like, it's enough.
You're the cool uncle. That's why.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about. I don't want high school fucking sex.
That is weird.
But I am gonna.
Family.
They are gonna come on a Rocky Nash podcast. Yes. I think 3 of them might come on.
I think that's a good idea.
And Tommy, we'll just have some fun questions and stuff.
Yeah, you should do a question round.
Because it's funny. Because at family parties, we'll be sitting there, we'll look around, and they're all right by you.
Yeah.
I'm telling like, God. They just call me Uncle Pimp Daddy.
Oh shit.
Uncle Rico. I could throw a football cool over uncle. These mountains. I'm not a cool doubt uncle. In my mind.
I'm definitely the cool uncle.
But I definitely think a good time to have, I guess, this conversation is when they're of age and you maybe they're have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. If it's your daughter and you're a female, maybe that's a good talk. But if you don't have if you don't have a father in the life or a mom in the life, I think maybe somebody close that could have that talk.
Someone that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, like your father, your mother, whoever. Like there has to be another
brother
figure in your life to have that conversation.
So all your girls start bringing lame ass foods around your fucking kids.
Oh, so that's neat. That
that's a whole different topic.
Yeah,
that's a topic right
I
there.
I have a really good segment about that we need to do. Okay, we should bring some other moms on here.
We're 5 hours in already.
Okay, so
you got another question? You're good.
You
save them?
You know what? Let's end it on that note. I can save these questions for another time. But I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to Mama Knows Best. Make sure you ease your heart for these holidays and forgive and forget and let God
and just lift it up to God.
Just have a happy time and. We will see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye. Have a nice weekend. Happy Friday.
Yeah.